and we're celebrating here this morning. Everybody, now you have to stop dancing. We have a show to do. Good morning, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann, and happy birthday. Let me be one of the first to say it anyway.
And happy anniversary to you.
That's right. That's what it is.
It is. 3 years ago today, we started this show, and that'll come up now and again in the next hour. But as we're talking about dancing, let's get going here with our first conversation. Now, you may have some hot plans for tonight. Well, so do people in 207 countries around the world. In places where it's already tonight, they are in fact dancing, and not just for the pure joy of it. From Delhi to downtown Honolulu, they say they're coming together for a global dance party to raise awareness of violence against women and children and to seek justice. Holly Holowak is the event producer for the Hawaii contribution, which will happen tonight at Magic Island, and she joins us by phone now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann, and happy birthday and happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. And obviously, you've been scurrying around since even earlier this morning than you'd probably care to talk about. But this event has been steadily growing in Hawaii as it's been steadily growing around the world. Let's talk about it a little bit. It was started by Eve Ensler, the late playwright, best known for the Vagina Monologues. And in 2007, people were asking her, why would you start a dance party? And she seemed to address the paradox of dancing to raise awareness. Do you remember a little bit of what she said?
Yeah, sure, I do. She said that dancing is a revolution. It takes up space. It requires you to just fill the whole room with your energy. And it's very freeing. And she found it as an empowering way to help women stand up and rise for themselves.
There's no denying the joy that one usually feels when you're dancing, but trying to apply that joy to raising awareness of people who have been assaulted and who have not had justice for those assaults. Do you find that there's any sort of disconnect in there, despite what Eve Ensler said?
Actually, a lot of people have discussed that with me. Like when I tell them I'm doing a great event, they get all excited. And then when I tell them it's to raise awareness to end violence against women and children, their faces drop like what? And, you know, it is kind of a disconnect, but not when you finally really look at what we're doing, then you get it. There's a fabulous song that we dance to that's called our anthem. It's called Break the Chain. It was written by Grammy Award-winning Tina Clark. And it gives you the chicken skin. It's just such a great song. And it's uplifting. It's exciting. It makes you want to get up and say, I am beautiful. Sisters, rise with me. Let's get together and make something happen here. And it just encourages you to get up. And then you've got Debbie Allen, who is one of the top choreographers we have in our country. And she created a wonderful dance for it. And everybody can do it. It's not a very hard dance. It's kind of a hip-hop, Zumba-type dance, and it's just a lot of fun to do. And when I first found out about it, it was last Valentine's Day. They did their first 1 billion rising globally, and I was surprised when I saw it on Facebook, actually, on the YouTube videos that were coming in from around the world, how many millions of people knew about this already and were dancing and were joyful. And it raises the bar when you start thinking about it. So even though it might seem like a disconnect, I think it really empowers women. And those that are still suffering, we're there for them. We're rising for them. We're letting the world know we're not going to take this anymore. Women cannot be the victims of constant brutality in countries around the world.
When you have a coming together globally, as is happening today,
yes.
And certainly people can go online and see what's already been happening around the world. There are live video feeds from all over the
very
world.
Very exciting.
And also hear the song and all that. We'll have links to all of that on our Facebook page and on the website, too.
Wonderful.
But when you look at all of this stuff as it's been happening, and say, okay, there's one thing when you get together and there's almost like that conference high. Everybody is out to do something. It feels good in the moment. And then there's the next day.
Right.
And the next day.
Right,
and the next
right,
day.
Right, right.
Has there been a real connection to changes in policy and women taking action as a result of a 1 billion rising?
Well, I think so, because I wasn't involved last year and look where I am today. But I think overall, part of what we're trying to do is talk about it. And your show and the conversation is exactly what we're trying to do. If we don't end the silence, we won't end the violence. So we need to begin to talk openly about what's going on. It's not just something happening behind closed doors. It's affecting everybody, all your neighbors. 1 in 3 women will be sexually assaulted or abused in her lifetime. 1 in 3. I was somewhere with 3 women, and we were walking around, and we were handing out flyers, and we were talking to a man. And he said, really, 1 in 3? And he kind of laughed about it. He went, 1, 2, 3? And he said, really? And I just said, yes. And he didn't know that the woman standing next to me had been abused violently. And so he just assumes that it's not that bad. But it really is. And we're not going to change anything until we all start to face this and say, what can we do? How can we improve this? So talking about it is one thing. Dancing about it is for the moment, of course. But then sending it out on Facebook, sending it out on the internet, sending it out and saying, sister, I'm here for you. I'm rising for you. I'm going to do what I can to help you, even if it's a small thing. I'm doing something. You're not alone. And so my whole point of this event is to give hope. Hope to those sisters who can't come out, who are still suffering, who are still trying to figure out how to get away from this abuse. And people around the world, there's things, mutilations and things happening around the world that I won't even get into because it's just too heartbreaking.
But don't we need to be talking about those things
do.
And be able to look at that and address it with policy? I mean, there are places in the world where it's still, you're still a criminal if someone finds out that you're homosexual, let alone if you've been assaulted and automatically have the assumption made that it was somehow your fault.
Exactly. Well, that's so true. And I think that not all Americans, but most Americans are progressive and are moving forward and saying, wait, this is not okay. And we just have to start somewhere. And so the more people that can look at this and start to, like, for example, after I got involved in this and I started planning what I was going to do, I've been working on this literally since February 14th last year. On February 25th, I had my first committee meeting, and I had the permit for the place started. You know, I had reserved the location for Magic Island. And so the whole year, though, because of that, I've been noticing and focusing and seeing TV shows about it. They had something on I can't remember the name of the show at night, but it was these two women from Iran that were talking about the travesties that have been happening over there, and one lady from Iraq, and telling us how women are now being raped and abused in alarming statistics. And it's just, you know, because I got involved, I'm seeing things, and it empowers me more to want to do more.
It's really changed your focus. Well, we wish you all the best
Thank you.
On Magic Island tonight. And we'll check back with you, and we'll have all the information on our Facebook page and also on the HPR2 website.
Great. It's a free event. We've got super entertainment.
We've got all of it down. We got to go, Holly. Sorry. Thanks very much for joining us. That was Holly Holowak. She's the event producer for 1 Billion Rising Honolulu. And in her daily life, she's the director of Weinberg Village Waimanalo, a transitional housing program for homeless families. Again, more about 1 billion with a B, Rising, is on HPR2.org.